Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
For thousands of young people around the country, it's a very exciting time as they prepare to leave home for the first time. There's plenty to look forward to, but that task of having to cook and having to clean can be daunting. Well, joining me now with some helpful advice is Agnes Boucher-Hayes, home economist and lecturer at the Technological University of the Shannon. Good morning, Agnes.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you very much for joining us. So it's a nerve-wracking time, as I said, for young people and parents as they're getting ready to leave home. We'll start with keeping healthy, though, because this is really at the forefront of the advice that you're going to give. Because you've seen yourself at first hand, have you? Lots of first years missing class because they're not well.
Well, no, Claire, I've seen lots of first years missing classes for many and varied reasons. A lot of the time they tell me it's because they're not well. And no, seriously, though, yes, students, a lot of students, it's their first time fending for themselves. And I, you know, and that means doing everything for themselves. You know, they've gone from secondary school where they can be quite cosseted by teachers and they mind them and they, you know, they help them through, and then they get to third level where it is, you know, you have to fend for yourself. So some of the things that I would say to the students, you know, would be very much like, prepare. You don't have the skill level, but you can develop skills over time. So while you may not, you know, be able to use a peeler really quickly, over time and within the next 4 years, along with your degree, you can develop some lovely culinary skills, a few little recipes that you would have in your pocket, in your back pocket, that you can bring out at any stage, and you can cook and you can make sure that you're feeling, you know, you're doing the best that you can. You know, keeping things really colourful on a plate, not buying in the college canteen the whole time. Number one, it is really expensive. And number two, you know, you don't have autonomy over what you're putting into your body. So I would always advocate lots of colour in a plate. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, which of course for the first years is absolutely not what they want to hear at all. But try get like have a get up and go to bed at reasonable times most of the time. It is about enjoying yourself as well in college, but most of the time try have some form of routine and a little bit of preparation, and getting, you know, organizing yourself for the week ahead is important. Okay. So not only do you have to now organize your classes, you now have to organize your food as well.
Right. So you have little hints and tricks for people so that they can get organized and have the basics. And I'm sure there are people listening to this who have memories of kind of questionable meals that they might have prepared. let's not look at ourselves here, but we all have them, don't we?
Oh, yeah. I look back at the one that we used to have in college, which was like when you ran out of everything. But actually, when you looked at it, and if you look at it in a critical, with a critical, it was actually quite nutritious.
Yeah, we probably, for you, because you had an interest in food and you knew what you were doing. But like the rest of us were having beans and rice and thinking,
oh, no, this was beans. Claire, this was beans, spaghetti, an egg and some cheese.
That's not bad, is
it? But it's all there, and it's all here within what I've been going to, with the different things. So what I would suggest is that rather than going out and convenience shopping and buying things ad hoc, that you would take a little time and go to a supermarket, have your budget. Figure out what you want. Figure out what you're going to eat. I've got a few recipes that I've given to you as well. And they're recipes that you can cook in advance and you can meal prep and reheat. So, but what you would need like are dry stores. So when you're putting together your list, what are the dry stores? Things like pasta, pulses, noodles, maybe rice or couscous. And we can talk about the different types there. Like most people know that you put pasta into boiling water, and it cooks within 8 to 10 minutes. Noodles, they can be really easy to use and they can be added to a stir fry. You can buy them that they're already wet and you don't really have to do any cooking. And then this is what I'm talking about, the development of the skill. If you were buying rice, if this is your first time out and you've never cooked rice before, boiling a bag is a good option for you. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more expensive. However, in time, why not, you know, branch out and try maybe a basmati rice? And there's a lovely little, Jamie Oliver has a thing where the rice dances for four and it sits for four. So it dances for 4 minutes in the pot and it sits for 4 minutes in the pot. And that's when the rice would be one part rice, two parts water, and you allow the rice to steam itself out. Now, that will happen, like once you're used to cooking rice boiled in the bag, then progress on to a basmati or a wholemeal rice or something like that.
So then if you're starting your student kitchen, there might be a couple of condiments and spices you will need just to add a bit of life to a very simple meal. So where do you start?
Well, I would usually start with the condiments. condiments start with a soya sauce because people tend to like adding soya sauces. Having one thing that I would say is essential is a stock cube.
Yes.
Stock cubes. Stock cubes add everything. So even if you're making a couscous, which is a whole, you know, which is a pasta, a very, very small pasta, you add hot water to 1 to 1 is the ratio there, but add it with stock. And that means that you have a lovely flavour. You've got a flavoursome couscous then. The other things that you could have is something like you can salad creams, you'd have a little bit of herbs, you can have, depending on what you like. If you like using Mexican, or if you want to do that, one of the recipes I have is a burrito bowl, you know, having a taco spice a rub on the in the press is very handy as well.
Okay, well, you have to learn how to use all of these things though when you're starting out, but you will over time.
But you will get there. Yeah, you do. And with something like, you know, a taco, you can sprinkle, you can cook everything together, put it into the oven, like the vegetables and the meat, sprinkle the seasoning over, put it into the oven. The same as if you had an Italian herb, you know, a nice salt, nice pepper, you know, having those in the press that you can actually add flavour to what you're... We use salt and pepper in Ireland very much as a flavouring. Mm-hmm. And you know, other people might use a chilli. You can get soya sauces with chilli added to them. Some people might like Tabasco. You don't have to go wild. Just one or two things to start off with. If you like Italian cooking, I would suggest maybe getting an oregano. And, you know, having an oregano herb in the dry store as well.
Right. And then some tinned foods then that are always very useful.
The classic is here, the tuna. So, you know, having tuna, you know, that's a really good staple. You can add it to pasta, have it as a sandwich filling, have it with a baked potato. You know, it's a versatile, but it's a lovely high protein food as well. And I would suggest maybe have it in a brine or a water as opposed to the oil. Because, you know, you just have to be aware of what you're, you know, just from a balance point of view, it's nice to have the little bit of difference there.
So you've got tuna in there. You're definitely going to have beans because beans are good for you and they're really handy and we all know how to use them.
Both baked beans, and I would say black beans, chickpeas, butter beans. Butter beans can be lovely if you just cook, you take the butter beans out of the can, put them into a pot, add maybe a little bit of sweet chilli sauce, cook them and mash them down, and it's an alternative to potato. And you don't even have to, you know, peel a potato.
What a great idea.
Yeah, that it's actually really nice. Sweet corn is lovely as well. And of course, you can't go wrong with a couple of tins of tomatoes.
Yeah, and learn. I think it's really good advice for people who are starting off to learn how to make a pasta sauce with a tin of tomatoes rather than buying the ones that have the sugar in them. And
well, we've spoken about it from a nutritional point of view, but also from a financial point of view. It's so expensive. You can get tins of tomatoes, you know, own brand tins of tomatoes from any of the multiples at really, really, really good value. Put a tin of tomatoes into a pot, add a little bit of sugar and a little bit of salt and pepper and let it go and let it thicken up. You've got a tomato sauce, you can put it on a piece of toast, you can add pasta to it, you can make a bake out of it. You know, there's a lot, it's a very versatile thing that you can do.
You don't even need to put the onion and the garlic in, but when you have a bit more time, you can do that too.
If you get more sophisticated, but you know, but you know, the students now are very sophisticated.
Of course they are.
Oh, they're not like what we were at all. No,
yeah, we see what we were doing was on a Sunday night before you got on the bus, you were packing your bag with all of these items that you'd steal from your parents' kitchen.
Correct.
And hoping that they would last.
Or you really hoped that somebody's parents would arrive with a food package to the door. I remember one of our pals used to arrive back with coleslaw, ham and brown bread from her mother. And if we'd stayed in Dublin for the weekend, we were happy on Sunday evening when she came back.
You were starving probably and broke.
Listen, it was homemade. It was absolutely delish.
Delish. Yep. Now, a couple of fresh items then that you want students to have on the list as well. So fresh vegetables?
Well, vegetables, yeah. Whatever your preference is. But just also look for value when you're shopping. So buying things that are on offer and then adapting to that. So, for example, having a cauliflower. You can roast a cauliflower. You can boil it. You can mash it. You can do lots of different things with it, you know. So if there's a cauliflower there, don't limit yourself. Always tomatoes. I think tomatoes are essential, and salad-y things as well, you know, things that you can put into a salad to give you lots of colour, you know, maybe having some, you know, obviously from a canned point or from a jarred point of view, a nice beetroot, some lettuce, tomato, a cucumber, and bulk it out, add some of your beans to that and some couscous, and you can prep for the week, but you're having fresh food as well, so that's very important. And for a much, much more economical sum than you would inside in the university.
Okay, and you advise a couple of frozen things like peas, cheese, chips, frozen berries, chicken goujons even for handy meals. But what I really want to get to is the basics of the kitchen equipment that every student, you say, should have.
Yeah, I just think if you have a nice knife that sits and suits the size of your hand, do not buy a big, massive chopping knife if you've never used a knife before. Get a nice, small, handy-sized one. A peeler. I always think a peeler is essential. That'll sort out your carrots, your parsnips, any vegetable, any root vegetable you have will be sorted with that. A nice chopping board. I tend to stay away from glass. I prefer wood. That's from a noise point of view. A saucepan, a good saucepan. There's some fabulous saucepans. They don't have to be really expensive. And there are lots of options available in like multiples and in TK Maxx's and places like that. You know, you can have lots. And a frying pan as well is always handy because that will double up as your stir fry. And I would always say tin foil. Have some tin foil, because that means that you, when you're doing your tray bake or if you're baking something, you can you've less washing up to do, which is also very important for the students
really
to clean as you go.
Listen, important for everybody. Let's face it.
Yeah.
Now you mentioned that you have some recipes ready for us, and we're going to put them up on the website rt.ie/todaycb.
Yeah.
So take us through what you have there. Chicken burrito bowls.
Yeah. So this chicken burrito bowl is just a nice little take and a twist on a burrito. So again, it's a tray bake. So you'd put the tin foil over the tray, all of your vegetables that are there, so your peppers and any onions and whatever peppers, whatever vegetables you can get, put into it. You can put anything into this. Sprinkle over your taco or your seasoning, your Mexican seasoning, and then cook it. And then you cook the chicken and you cook the vegetables together. Take those out. You can have a little bit of rice pre-cooked, and you add that to a bowl. You cut up your vegetables. You cut up your chicken, put that into the bowl, and the recipe I've given will give 4 days' lunches. So it's two chicken breasts, but that's four lunches, that one or four portions that you could actually get out of it. Add your beans, add a little bit of salsa if you wanted with your with the rice and some black beans as well. Really high protein, really nice, tasty food and very fresh. Add a little bit of lime if you're feeling terribly fancy.
Okay, and sounds lovely. And you've got quesadillas, butter bowls, all sorts of lovely things that people can...
What I try to do is, like, you know, students are, as I said, getting more and more sophisticated. But, you know, so these recipes hopefully would actually appeal to those senses that they would have.
Mm-hmm.
And as well as that, like, having the frozen fruit in the freezer will actually, you know, you can make a smoothie with that much more easily if you've got a zapper as well.
Okay. And then just to remind people that when you go to college, you mightn't know the basics of cleaning. Not only your kitchen, but also the rest of the space that you're living in.
Mm.
And I suppose that's advice for parents as well and guardians. Mm. If you're sending somebody to college, you need to give them the basics when it comes to tidying up.
Well, yeah, first of all, clean as you go. Do not allow pots, pans, cups, saucers to reside in the sink with loads of water in them. Yes, you can steep a pot or whatever, but my suggestion is when you're buying a pot or a knife or the frying pan, get ones that you can clean easily. You know, that they've got a coating on them. But you've got to clean as you go inside in the kitchen. You have to sweep the floor. You have to wipe down the surfaces. You know, you have to wash things. Wash things not under a running tap. You know, it's better if you can use hot water and have soap to wash them in. And one of the, you know, when you're cleaning as well, remember, you also have to clean your bedroom and, you might have a bathroom. And one of the rules of thumb that I would have is you'd use a pink cloth, pink for the sink and blue for the loo. So that's one way that those two colours, you know, they're for different rooms in the house for different parts of cleaning. So pink for the sink and blue for the loo. So when you're cleaning, you need to clean your bathroom, you need to clean your bedroom, you need to hoover. You'd need to change your sheets once every 2 weeks at a push. You know, you might have to do it, you know, people say do it more often than that. But remember that when you're cleaning the sheets then, give the room a run around with the hoover. And, you know, wipe down surfaces. You know, don't allow dust to gather over months and months. Hang up the clothes. There's probably a wardrobe in student accommodation. Hang up your clothes. If you've got a more organised living space, you might be more organised in your work as well.
All right. Well, some great basics there, Agnes, for us all to digest, not just students. Thank you so much. Agnes Boucher-Hayes there from the Technological University of the Shannon.
51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.